Hello there.
What a pleasure to have you in our humble little apothecary. I see you've been perusing the shelves. Are we looking for a little relief from life's aches and pains? I'm sorry.
Was that cheesy?
The boss likes it when we say that.
But,
if you'd like, I could be your guide through our world of herbal wonders.
You would?
Thank you. With my expertise and your curiosity, we're bound to discover something to relieve your pain. And between you and me, I have a few extra little tricks beyond just apothecary remedies. I hope it's not conceited, but I do think I'll be able to help with whatever you're suffering. So, may I show you what we have to offer? For our first remedy, let me introduce you to our finest willow bark concoction. It's the talk of the town. Just a few drops of this in your drink, and your headache melts away. Do you know what they used to call willow bark in the old days? Witch's aspirin. Isn't that funny? It's because the bark contains a remarkable substance called salicin, which, when ingested, alleviates general pain and discomfort. The old poets considered it sacred. How do I know so much about this stuff? Well, I mean, I guess I just have a few tricks up my sleeve. Anyway, moving on to our second remedy. This is something truly special. One of our most requested extracts. If you're someone who appreciates life's more intimate pastimes, this is our exclusive ginseng and yohimbe blend. Specifically mixed to address the rather delicate issue of vigor? Or energy levels in general, one might say. But a word of caution. With great power comes great responsibility. The threefold law is always in play. So, let's talk about digestion next, shall we? Here, we have a splendid tea blend from a trifecta of herbs. Chamomile, peppermint, and fennel seeds. I drink this one to settle my stomach. And, as a brew, it can support your overall digestive health. But here's the best part. When you brew this in your kitchen, it creates an aroma so divine. You won't believe it. In fact, if you breathe nice and deep, you can probably smell it brewing from the back of the shop. That's where I take my afternoon tea. It is almost magical. But not like real magic. Just scent magic? If that's a thing. And if you want to share your tea with a certain someone, it can definitely set the stage for an enchanted evening. So, our fourth remedy. Let me acquaint you with our calming valerian root extract. whenever the world feels as though it's spinning a bit too fast. I use this soothing elixir to ease my frazzled nerves. You care to try some? A few drops under your tongue will do. Open wide. There you go. Oh, and here, a sip of tea to wash it down. Doesn't it just feel like your worries are melting away? Like snowflakes falling into a hot cauldron. But like a soup cauldron. Which we all know is what cauldrons are for. Now, for our piece de resistance. May I present you with our celebrated lavender poultice? This fragrant darling has been used for centuries to ease muscle tension, headaches, even the occasional toothache. Here, take a whiff. Can you smell it? This always makes me dream of lavender fields when I wear it to bed. And it is incredible at soothing pain. Speaking of which, I've noticed you're favoring your hand. May I take a look? Could you maybe lift up your sleeve for me? Oh, that's not too bad. We could apply some of this lavender poultice. As a sample. Here, I can help you apply it. May I have your hand? Thank you. Are there any special names for it? No. Not that I can think of. It's just a good all-around lavender ointment. And the lavender flower itself is a fabulous component. Medicinal component, obviously. Not a spell component. This should start feeling better by tomorrow morning. Keep it open to the air and let it breathe. And if you can, apply more of this lavender poultice first thing after sunrise. So, there you have it. Our most popular herbal remedies. Which of these marvelous concoctions has captured your heart? Perhaps you'd like to sample them all. I'd be happy to package them for you. Just say the word and I'll prepare a potion. A potion of medicine, I mean. Just, here, let me get your things together. And maybe you can tell my master that I've done a good job today. And that I'm definitely not a witch. So, are you done? Is there anything else I can help you with? I mean, you don't look like you're leaving. Not that you need to. It's an open store. But, like, did I miss something? Do I have any real spells? I'm sorry. I'm not quite sure what you mean by that. Oh, you saw me through the shop window last night drawing symbols on the floor. But that's not... It couldn't have. It's not what you think. You won't tell anyone, will you? I'm a really good apothecary. I swear I am. And I really need this job. Nobody knows that Hey, why are you shutting the blinds? There's still 30 minutes before closing. Say it. Say what? I don't get why you're so interested. Oh, I don't think you're supposed to be behind the counter. But you do smell really good with that lavender ointment. Admit what I am, and I'll get a treat. Like, what kind of treat? Because the way you're leaning into me, pushing me up against this counter, you could be implying anything. What if your idea of a treat and my idea of a treat aren't the same? What if I want something different from... Okay. I'm a witch. I said, I'm a witch. Fine. I'm a witch. Are you happy now? What the fuck? Don't lift my skirt. You can't spank me like that. I just told you I can do magic. Ow. Hey. I already said I'm a witch. What else do you want from me? Okay. Okay, fine. I'm a witch that really needs to be fucked. I need to be fucked. So bad. You want to know if that's the reason I brew so many love potions? Because I'm so needy. Well, not in so many words, but... Okay, yes. Yes, I make oils and potions because... I need it. I need someone to do what you're doing. Someone to grab my neck. Push me down the counter. So that I'm barely touching the floor with my tiptoes. Oh, holy fuck. I need someone to lift up my skirt just the way you're doing. And... Oh, fuck. Yes, please. Oh, please lick this little witch exactly where she needs it. Oh, fuck. Your tongue is amazing.
Oh, I'm sorry for the naughty language, but oh, you are so good at this. Oh, just tonguing at my little pearl. Like you're trying to lick it out of a shell. Oh, grabbing my thighs. Oh, and stealing your lips around my little cauldron. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, fuck. What are you doing with your fingers? Oh my god, that's not fair. Licking. Fingering me. Oh, you are so good. You're making my toes curl. And I can barely reach the floor as it is. You want me to thrust my butt up into the air? Why? Okay, fuck. Fuck. Oh my god, you're just holding my knees. Oh, and licking me like I'm a bitch in heat. Fuck. Oh my god. Oh my god. Fuck. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for cursing. It's just. I guess I shouldn't use naughty words, but. Fuck! Oh, fuck, you're licking too fast! Oh, my legs! They're starting to quake! Fuck! Oh, fuck! Are you playing with yourself? No, that's not a bad thing. Do I taste that sweet? You have to play with yourself while you make me squirm on this countertop? Oh, god! Oh, it's too much! I can see your lips vibrating on my pussy every time you apologize for getting wetter. Or you'll slap my thigh again. But, no, I'm sorry I keep getting wetter. And I keep using dirty words. Oh, and for being a naughty little witch. I don't mean to, but you're just so sweet. Oh, so fucking sweet. You're making your little witch feel so good. Oh, I think I need to. Yes. Yes. Please. Oh, please. Please, I need it so bad. Don't stop. Oh, fuck. Thank you. Thank you. I want it. I want to come for you. Oh, I want to come while you're holding my hips and pleasuring yourself and making me take it. Please, please make me come while you teach my kitten to purr. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm coming. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh, do I taste extra sweet? Oh my god, I can't stop my body from jerking. Oh, that was so good. And the little licks you're giving me now. Oh, with my aftershocks are so nice. Could you help me up? My legs are just so shaky. I know I didn't offer it with the other samples, but if you needed something else to take home, to help relieve your stress, I am available. Like, to relieve your stress for you. Besides, you should definitely let me take my turn. Witches are known for our irresistible powers. I mean, like, in bed. I hope that came across.